pretty much, if you've been looking at any news platforms over the past day or two, you have seen that President Donald Trump has authorized the release of the Epstein files. And to unpack what that actually means and the implication of such release is Shael Ben Ephraim, a host of the History of the Land of Israel podcast and Israel Explained on YouTube. Shael, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.
Sure, anytime.
So you're the guy known for unpacking complex histories. So the question is, how do you see the Epstein files fitting into a broader narrative of political power and public trust?
Oh, wow. Going for the deep ones today.
I
think that the Epstein files, the reason they're so fascinating to people is exactly what you mentioned, the question of political power. There's always been a feeling among in the United States that there's a elite ruling class that does whatever they want and gets away with it, and who knows what they get up to behind closed doors. And this is the first opportunity, as far as people are concerned, to get a view into the truly awful things that the ruling class does. And we're coming at a point where trust in the ruling class in the United States is at an all-time low. And a lot of that is because of the economic inequality. And so this is all tying into a sense that there's exploitation occurring from the top of common people on the economic level, and that the lives of regular people mean absolutely nothing to them. And this is symbolic of a crashing of any trust that people had. I think the best way to understand what's happening right now is that America is beginning to feel that conspiracy theorists are the people who've been right about everything, and that the, you know, quote unquote normal people have been wrong about everything. And I really can't stress enough how this feels like a moment on the road to some sort of revolution.
You know, I hadn't considered this aspect of this at all, but as you're talking, I'm suddenly for the first time beginning to piece together somebody like Zoran Mamdani's victory in New York against the backdrop of what you're telling me, that people seem to be very, very frustrated with what was and what was known and the corruption, and maybe they just want to break things and rebuild. There's no judgment in here. I'm not saying he's good or bad. I'm just saying maybe it explains why he did as well as he did.
Absolutely. There's nothing new about that. As soon as Trump won his first election in 2016, it was a sign that people wanted to break things. But at that time, I think they wanted a change that was, you know, maybe a little bit more establishment oriented than now. There's more desperation now. The Mamdani is an absolutely a symptom of that. But he's not going to be the last symptom of that. As the cost of living goes up and as powerful people are able to get away with more and more crimes, I think Mamdani is going to look very moderate compared to what starts to come down the line.
And again, I mean, this is not related to any of the questions I'd hope to ask you today. I'm going off on a tangent, but I came across an editorial in the New York Times this morning, a very, very powerful and strong indictment of President Trump's approach to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who walked into a Saudi embassy and didn't come out alive, came back in pieces in a rubbish bag. But Trump intimating that let's just leave it there. There's real business that we need to get on with. Maybe that's exactly the problem. Maybe morality has been factored out of politics.
Exactly. So if you take a look at Khashoggi and Trump and the dealings that they have with rare earth and F-35s and the bottom line of Trump's companies, and meanwhile, it's like... The Khashoggi doesn't matter, But you know what? Khashoggi's not a good example either, because the reason Khashoggi is so important is because he's part of the Washington elite of journalists and they like him. But meanwhile, all
Fascinating.
the people that MBS has killed in Yemen by starving them to death are of absolutely no consequence. They're not even a footnote in this story about the personal wealth of Trump and the high money dealings of the United States. And the disconnect between real people's lives and what the elites are doing is the reason there's so much fascination with Epstein.
So let's talk about Trump himself. What caused the change? Why, after month and month and month of saying no and resisting the sudden shift to release the files?
The political landscape under him has shifted in ways that absolutely forced him to do this. Obviously, Democrats want to crucify him on this, but that's not the story, right? Because Democrats don't have a majority anywhere. But Republicans, there's an increasing amount of dissatisfaction with Trump and his direction. Things like what you just talked about with MBS are part of it. How are you America first if you're making all these foreign deals? And then there's also the issue of the fact that he's turning into a lame duck president and everyone smells blood in the water. And
Interesting.
he's also lost control over his own conspiracy theory wing. So all those things together have meant that Republicans are not scared of him in the way that they used to be and have basically forced his hand to do it. Trump now has the ability to sort of doctor the results, but he's lost a battle that was very important to him, showing incredible weakness only a year into his second term. And you also can't divorce it from his very low approval ratings at 38%, really pathetic 1 year into a term. So a lot of this has to do with his weakness.
Some of the emails apparently suggest that he knew about the girls and had asked Ghislaine Maxwell to stop. How damaging are these claims, even if they aren't legally incriminating for him?
They're really incredibly damaging. I think that the sense of his failure on policy and the fact that this is coming out at the same time can't be divorced from each other. There's just a general feeling of disgust with him that is penetrating into the deepest MAGA recesses that has never happened before. You know, to Democrats and to some independents, it's always been obvious that Trump has been linked to this. But and there's been evidence before, public evidence that he's been involved in raping very, you know, children. That's come out
Boy,
before, but
that's a hell of an
it's changed the
assertion to make.
mood. It's changed the mood
Boy,
and
we're getting
made
into
things
contentious.
much worse for him. I don't think he recovers from the cost of living plus these revelations.
Well, you say that, but there has been stories surrounding him for many years, and it seemed to have had absolutely no effect on his base whatsoever. In fact, if you look back to those conventions with women screaming for him, it just he's untouchable, it seems.
Right. He had a spell on the American people for a very long time, and the spell has been broken. And I think that the spell has been broken a lot because of economic issues that he's brought on himself with his tariffs, and just the fact that he's had to acquiesce on these files is a sign of his incredible weakness. Trump's not a normal politician, as I'm sure you know. The fact that he was able to get away with everything was part of his charm for a lot of people. The fact that he was Teflon against the elites was part of his charm. That seems to be gone. So just as important as the revelations, maybe more important than the revelations, is the fact that he lost. The fact that he lost takes away, he lost his battle over the files, takes away part of his magical hold on the public. And I think that's a big
Shall
difference. You're right. What he actually does doesn't matter as much.
we've spent a long time talking about his failures in this particular context, but then if we move over, say, to a place like the Middle East and we look at what he has managed to achieve, or at least so far in the context of Israel-Gaza, It took somebody who was an absolutely unconventional politician, somebody who hadn't, a real estate magnate who came with a completely different headset to actually make progress. Maybe coming at some problems without the baggage of doing things like it's always been done before is actually massively advantageous. Kushner, Witkoff, and Trump, all real estate people.
I agree and I disagree. So, and there's a lot to unpack in your question. First of all, it's very hard to connect what you said to what the discussion we had before. The
Yeah,
reason
no,
being
fair
that
enough.
Americans don't care, Americans don't care about the Middle East. You care, I care. Americans generally don't care. So the fact that he's had success there doesn't help him much at all domestically. As for what you said, there's no question that his approach to talks in a world that has no scruples and is just about power has had a lot of success. He understands how the world is run and how to make deals with horrible people in a way that other American presidents didn't understand or weren't willing to enter that world as fully. So he's had success. I would say, though, that the main reason, say, the war in Gaza has quote unquote ended, not really, sort of ended, is because the sides were ready to a great extent to stop. There was, he's not able to do that in Russia because they're not. Ultimately, you have to work with the cards that you're dealt with. But I agree that in this very unscrupulous world, his unscrupulous way of making deals has had a lot of success. It's not going to help him domestically. And I wasn't trying to suggest that Trump has no successes as a president. He has plenty of them. They just come in his own very unscrupulous and immoral style.
Shael, that was a very interesting discussion, which I have no doubt is going to lead to a lot of engagement. Shael Ben Ephraim, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM.